Supreme Hollows. Now, before I get started, you may want to hang around to the end of the show for a new segment with Amber and me. And it'll be an interesting segment, Q&As. Also, those listening to this podcast version may want to check out the YouTube version, which has some great discussions before the show starts. So make sure you keep it tuned in. Come check out the YouTube version, those of you that are listening and downloading the show to your podcast apps. It's episode 480 with plugins for Supreme Modules, Woo Hollows, text only, relating content, content, notification bars, dispatching files, and classic press options, all coming up on WordPress plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I'm John Overall, and with me is...
Amber Overall.
And we have the usual great show for you today. But, of course, we'd like to acknowledge that great appreciation goes out to the No Agenda Show for their inspiration of ideas and the occasional stolen sound clip.
Squirrel!
This is a Value for Value show, and I look forward to everyone providing some value back. It is episode 39 of 51 episodes for 2020. This is episode 480, and the wilderness is calling out to the true and brave. We are now 40 weeks into 2020, 29 weeks of the Rona, and the narrative is shot to hell. The numbers are starting to show that it's not as bad as the M5M has touted for the last few months. Yeah, masks are still the rage. So keep yours handy. You never know when you might need it to wipe your nose or that extra bit of toilet paper. I seem to have kicked my face crack habit, though. I'm really thrilled about that. It's been over a month and a half that I haven't touched or looked at it. I feel so much better these past few weeks. I highly recommend it. If you have a face crack habit, you need to kick it. Kick it right out the door. Once you break that habit, it seems you will discover you're not going to miss anything. All the news and information you might have got from face cracks still arrives at your door via emails, your friends, wherever else you look at things. But it's so much better than looking at face crack. It turns out that that is a massive depressant. You know, the other thing that happened, you may find yourself, once you kick that habit, you suddenly have tons of time. You're not sitting in front of your phone scrolling or on your computer scrolling. Now what do? You get some work done, or you might go out there and build yourself an oasis like the one I did for the Rogues Tavern. Go check it out. It's someplace where you can check out from the world and unplug. Do some things to help your soul. Start out by minimize or eliminating your M5M exposure. Get some real news. Go elsewhere. Stop using face crack. Work on your own little part of the world to make it a better place to be. Inspire others around you to do the same thing. Don't worry about the things you can't control. Nothing you can do about those anyway. Stop accepting and doing the things that are not in your best interest. That's a pretty pointless way to live. Work in your best interest while at the same time respecting and helping others. The rewards will definitely follow you out. All right, well, we have some news. What do we got here? Let's take this.
Watch it turn it, leave it, stop on that.
iPhone, schmyphone. The way I see it, the only good phone's a landline, and the phone should be made out of Bakelite.
That's right, everybody. Time for tech news. John, do we have tech news?
Oh, absolutely. We have tech news. So what do we got first up? We've got an article here that talks with you and discusses the uncached functions in WordPress, and some of it gives you some options. Now, this is more for your programmers out there, those that really getting into super speeding up their WordPress websites. You can go dig in through your functions, swap out a few of them to improve your speed. This is a list of all the functions, not all, but a good number of them, I think, the functions in WordPress that are not cached as SQL queries. or MySQL queries. In other words, you know, every time a piece of data is pulled from your database, that's an SQL query. Well, when you pull up one page on a website, that could be anywhere from a few SQL queries to hundreds of SQL queries, depending on what it is. That actually requires data time functions, slows down the server, load your page load. Lots of things are impacted here. So this is a really interesting article read for those of you who are into doing this sort of tweaking onto your website. Go check this one out. They also have some other great tips and places to go for stuff.
This is a little over my head.
But yeah, well, one day it won't be.
One day. But I have to say, when I really do start getting into this, I think I'm probably going to spend half my time giggling. After all, one of these is get children.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes you got to wonder at the amusements going through the guys' minds when they wrote these different things.
Either that or they're just so clueless.
And that's the other problem. A lot of times it's cluelessness. All right, the next one we've got here for you. This is an interesting article. Now, it seems that WordPress, being the king of the internet right now, is starting to take a beating from multiple angles. Lots of people are thinking they're going to take a shot at the title. Here's another one for you. It's called Webflow versus WordPress. It's a head-to-head comparison of Webflow, which is a CMS system, versus WordPress. And of course, since WordPress is now up to 38% of the internet, this is a good article, and it talks about the difference in how Webflow works versus how WordPress works. So it's something you may want to go look at if you're considering abandoning WordPress, or you're just trying to understand what the other people are doing to see how WordPress could still be valuable to you.
I was interested to read on here the no-code movement. So I guess the whole idea behind Webflow is that it's for people who have no idea about any of the coding and they just want to build a site and don't want to bother learning.
Yeah.
Which makes me think that it might become popular, but it's probably not going to last long term. Either that or it will give a lot of coders a lot of jobs.
Well, the thing is with no code, really, when you really dig down into it, it doesn't mean no code because you can't run the internet without code.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But what it is that's what WordPress is trying to do with Gutenberg.
Oh, okay.
You know, so that people can drag and drop everything. It's a WYSIWYG interface that supposedly just works. It's kind of like the no-code movement. I guess you could call the same thing as what like Microsoft has done with, like, every time I went for several years without having to add a new email address to my Outlook. And I recently had to reset something up or set what up. And it took me forever to navigate this new, easier, user-friendly system, and finally I threw it out the window, dug into the back doors of Windows, where the backdoor tools for real administrators still exist, and I was able to create my email address in there in a matter of minutes, versus this thing here, like 5-10 minutes into it, and it still didn't connect up my email.
That's so, like me with my printer.
It's just insane. So
my stupid printer, I cannot get it to work properly. I just
they make it easier for the people who don't understand stuff, but they make it harder for those of us that do.
Yeah.
Okay, the next article we've got out here for you is SiteGround. And this one comes from BlogAid, and this is a really good article she's done talking about SiteGround. If you're hosting with SiteGround, time to move to johnoverall.com hosting, where you can get real cPanel hosting. At any rate, SiteGround has dropped all support for WordPress and quit being a pseudo WordPress support system, and they've just made a mess of things. It's a really good article here. I've watched SiteGround just crumble into dust over the last couple of years as they've tried to change things and go their own way and reinvent the wheel, and it's just a mess. But it's a good article, and it's a good reason. If you're on SiteGround, this may give you the final reason to escape SiteGround and move on to a better quality hosting provider, such as johnoverall.com.
Awesome.
The next one I have for you up here is WP Complete has been purchased by iThemes. Now, this really has no impact on me, but if you've been using WP Complete, this might have some bearing on you. At the moment, I imagine nothing will change, but as I've seen over the years of plugins selling out to bigger companies and organizations, at first they say, oh, nothing's going to change. It's all going to be perfectly fine and standard, but pretty soon they start changing things. and the original developers disappear. It goes in a different direction. It either keeps working forward or it starts going sideways, or they start charging you more money. You want to see more money? Go look at what WooCommerce did. WooCommerce, great back in the beginning, and then they got greedy. Lack of better terminology.
I'm not even sure what WP Complete is.
I can't remember what the plugin is.
It says something about course completion.
Yeah, okay. It's a course completion plugin. It's for if you sell courses online, it's a plugin that once somebody completes the course, it helps produce all the documents that get sent to
them.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds useful.
It is. If you're selling online courses, it's very useful.
Wonder if it'll stay useful.
Yeah, man, we'll find out. All right, next one we've got here for you is Cloudflare has launched an automatic platform to optimize for WordPress. Now, I'm not overly excited about Cloudflare. I've only touched it here and there. I've used it a couple of times. I've got clients that use it. It does a good job, but it can be problematic at times. Supposedly, they've created a optimization system you can opt into for a few extra bucks, of course. It's not free. For a few extra bucks, you can opt into this new system, and you can do some optimization on your WordPress website to configure it with Cloudflare so it runs even faster than it did before. So it puts a lot of stuff in content delivery networks and into clouds, and so a lot of it gets pulled off of your server, put into their network, and it's like almost like, what's the point in hosting with your server when you're going through something like this? It's really kind of interesting to me in that aspect. Okay, and this final one I have for you here is called How to Find Out Who is Hosting Any Website. Now, this is an interesting article. If you don't understand the DNS system or hosting providers, or how if you look up hosting providers or who a website is hosted by, you may not actually get directly to who's doing your hosting. Well, you'll get directly to the data center that's doing the hosting. You know, for example, if you looked up johnoverall.com, you will see that it's hosted at OVH. But johnoverall.com, I actually lease servers from there that I sell space on. So I manage my own hosting through that. And this is what you can get. And what happens is they've got a really good discussion in here on tracking stuff through IPs, different tools you can use, searching Whois records, a whole lot of information that you should understand if you're doing web development or if you're looking at getting into hosting or anything like that. But it's a really good article that explains a lot of stuff that's going on in that part of the industry.
This is really cool. I really like this. This whole article is really helpful.
Yeah, and I'm sure it'll give you lots of questions.
Well, that's how you learn. You get answers to your questions, and that gives you more questions, which you get more answers to, and before you know it, your head is exploding.
Absolutely. All right, well, that's pretty much all we got there for the news, so make sure you check these out. It's always great stuff. This is the segment of the show where we like to do right off the bat, shortly after we get started, is to acknowledge the producers of the show. That's you, all you listeners out there, producers that help support this show. This show does not work without you. There's no point in us making the show if it's just us listening to it, because, well, we can talk to each other without having to go through the hassles of recording, uploading, all the other work that's involved in producing a show. So thank you very much to those who have supported the show. You can do that. First off, one of the biggest things we need.
We just need cash. I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
Absolutely. If you can't send cash, there's lots of other ways you can give value back. You can start off by one of the first things we do is artwork for the show. Now, if you're watching the live version of it, you can get a peek at this week's artwork, and it comes again from Angel Lemieux. So thank you, Angel. You have supplied us with some fantastic artwork, though it's getting a little thin in there. I'm starting to run out of really good, useful pieces. So just to let you know, that's a hint, Angel. More art.
I love this week's.
This week's artwork, yeah, it's really great. It's Obi-Wan plugin or something. WP Obi-Wan. I don't know what you want to call it.
How about just awesome?
Awesome. Yeah, it's a really great one. It's basically the WP plugin logo slapped inside the Twin Moons of Tatooine with Obi-Wan's robes on it.
Which is just cool.
It's just cool. It's awesome. It looks good. He even warped it enough so that it looks like it's really quite neat. So thanks, Angel. It's a great piece of art. Greatly appreciate it. If you would like to submit artwork, you can go to the WP Plugins A to Z Art Generator, submit your artwork, upload it there, and I will get it on the show, and you will get credit as the producer of our weekly artwork. And we do change the artwork every week on the show. I've been doing this for probably about 2 years, different artwork every week. And that really kind of helps it out, I think. At least that's what I've been told. I don't know for certain. I don't track the show downloads all that closely. Okay, the executive producers of the show, that's those that supply us with money, and then the producers of the show. Now, executive producers is anyone who donates $50 or more, and they get their name read out and a note read out. This week, well, we have none, but we do have producers who came in under $50. Those remain anonymous, and we thank you very much for your small contributions. They do help the show. They don't put any money in my pocket, don't buy any beer, but at least it's a start towards helping the show. So thank you very much. Then I also like to thank those that have hired me because they've been listening to the show. And that is as good as supporting the show. That does put money in my pocket and buy me beer. So thank you very much. I greatly appreciate those of you that hire me because you're listening to the show. You want to support the show? Of course, start out by donating show. Go to wppluginsatoz.com/donate. Go to the art generator. You can submit articles, news, information, submit plugins, suggestions for reviews. You can also create a monthly donation over at Patreon. And when we get to the end of the show, you'll find out what we're going to do with Patreon in the coming months. We think we finally come up with a solution for that.
You can also, for supporting the show and adding things, you can also ask questions. Send in questions. And
oh, yeah.
And that will, you can probably get your questions answered. It's actually a lot of fun to look up the answers to any questions.
Well, we used to get a lot of those questions. People got free advice from us, and sometimes that advice takes us hours to research.
Oh, yeah.
That's like hiring a professional. That's like getting a professional to do your work for free. Well, then off we go. It is time to go into the point that everyone tunes into the show for. All right, so first off, we go diving into the depths of plugin depravity. Classic Press options. Again, I still haven't had time to do anything. If I've got any Classic Press listeners out there, please give me some information on Classic Press. Send me plugins. Send me new resources. Send me information. I just don't have time to do it at the moment. I'm so tied up with all my regular work. The only time I see Classic Press is when it comes across my table in another way. Everything I'm doing right now is in WordPress, and I want to keep supporting Classic Press as much as I possibly can. It is really quite good, and I do feel that in a few years' time, it's going to take a sizable chunk of WordPress's chunk of the internet. So usual stuff there, Classic Press Club, the Classic Press forums, the Code Potence website, etc. Lots of really great stuff there. Let's move on into WordPress plugins. So what have I got for WordPress plugins this week? The first one I've got for you right out the gate is called WP Front Notification Bar. Now, this is a plugin from one of the projects I'm working on one of my clients. One of my clients has a website I'm doing lots of work on. And when I get clients, I go through their plugins and see what they've got. And then basically what I'm doing is looking for ideas on plugins I haven't seen or variations on plugins I use. And I found this one here in their list. And it's a really great bar. It's what they use for a notification bar at the top of their website. It's relatively easy to set up. Straightforward. It's a free plugin. It allows you to even put short codes in there, adjust colors. You can delay the appearance of the bar, auto close the bar. You can put the bar at the top or the bottom. It kind of reminds me of the old Hello bar, except this one's free and it is simple. Now, one caveat with it, you only get one bar. You can't have multiple bars across different pages. You get one bar site wide. But that's the price you pay for free. I don't know if the developers moved it up to the point where they're got a premium version or not. I didn't find that. So I'm going to play this one as if it's a completely free version. And we're going to call this a 5 Dragon rating. Go check it out. The WP Front Notification Bar.
And the first one I've got for you is Supreme Modules Lite, Divi Theme, Extra Theme, and Divi Builder. I really don't like working with Divi.
Divi. Yeah. Divi sucks.
But for Divi, this one actually is pretty cool. I found this when I was searching for a automatic upload feature image style plugin for the site of one of our clients. It didn't quite give me what I was looking for, but it does have some amazing options in it. Now, this does have a pro option, but in the free version, it offers quite a few useful things, such as interactive flipbox, Facebook feed, price list, icon list, and 16 other items. You get 20 in total. And it works fairly well. It didn't have the auto-upload featured item that I was hoping for, but it does have a price list, which gives you the option to put in multiple items, but you have to put it in manually. If you go pro, it does offer more than 40 more options. And I wouldn't go pro on this, but that's just me. I found it to work really well. All you gotta do is like plug it in and it shows up in your widgets. It's pretty awesome for what it is. I rated it 4 dragons.
Very nice. But yeah, this website that we got, we inherited it with a Divi theme, and we just got to make it work. So that's the way life goes. I would never build in Divi. I tried Divi years ago and I went, yeah, Divi, no work. And they really haven't gotten any better over the years. But I do know people that like Divi for some reason. It works with their brain. That's the best way I can describe it. Everyone's brain works a little different. And those that work with Divi have a really different brain.
Whatever floats your boat.
Yep. Okay. Next one I have for you here today is called Contextual Related Posts. Now, this is a plugin. I may have covered this plugin way back in the distant past on this show. A couple years, 4 years, I don't know, somewhere. I remember this plugin once I started playing with it and looking. Again, I found this one of my client sites. It's currently in use there. And he's got an older theme that doesn't have the built-in contextual posts. Like many types of themes have the built-in stuff where you can just bring in a widget, or it's got it built-in where you can turn it on to show related posts on a post. He's got an older theme that doesn't have that. It's a really good quality theme that's been kept up to date, but this is something that's never been added to it. At any rate, this one here does a really great job of bringing in those custom posts or contextual posts or related posts to the bottom of your post. It's very easy to set up. It's got different layouts in it built into it that's simple to set up. It does have some premium stuff in it that you need to make it work at its best. So in that vein there, this is a really good plugin, and we're going to give this one a 4 dragon rating. Go check it out, Contextual Related Posts.
And the next one I have is Halloween WooCommerce. I love
Halloween!
So for everyone using WooCommerce, this is a nifty little plugin. It's a total freebie and has a really awesome Halloween style. With this, what it's for is creating coupons. And what you do is you go in there and you create the coupons. And what it does is it hides them around your site. And whenever someone finds it, they get a pop-up that you can either make vibrate or not. And once the customer has found them all, or you can just put one if you want. You can put seems like you can put as many as you want. There are, once they find them all, they get the coupon. And there's all kinds of shapes for this. There's 51 different shapes you can choose for the coupon pop-up thing. There's tombstones, skulls, pumpkins, like there's all kinds of things. And if you want to choose more than one shape, so say you wanted to put in 10, choose 10 different shapes, you just use the control button to choose multiple. I think it's just awesome. How much better can it get than hiding little Halloween things all over your site so someone can get a coupon?
Really don't know.
It's very easy to get going too. You plug it in, go to the settings, and the settings are very straightforward, very easy to manipulate. And if you have a few Halloween themes or going for like your sales and whatnot, then you can connect it to that specifically as well. It's definitely worth checking out, especially if you like Halloween. So go check it out. I rate this at 5 dragons.
Uh-oh. There it goes. What? Dragon stumbling, getting out of his lair.
Or he just didn't agree with me.
Yeah, well, he might not have. I really don't know. Anyway, it does sound like a cool idea to have. If you've got a shop that sets up and sells stuff at Halloween, this might be a cool way to get your customers excited about what you're doing. Okay, the final one I have for you today. This was a plugin that was sent in to us. It was sent in to into us by Ekin Turtemiz, the developer of the plugin, and it's called WP Dispatcher Secure Download Links. Now, this is an interesting plugin. I didn't get time to set it up, but I did check out everything on how it seems to work. And what it does is it allows you to upload files to a secured directory. Once you set up, it creates a secured folder on your WordPress website. You can upload files to that, and then you can create a link to that with a short code. Now, every time you issue out that short code, it creates a unique link to be able to download that file that expires. It's a unique link that expires just to download that file. The great way this could be used is, say you're giving away a PDF document on people who register for your email list. They get that, they get the return email from you with the short code. They only get one link out of that that they can download, and they can't download it multiple times. So there's, that's one way it could be used. There's multiple other ways it could be used. But it's a really cool little tool. I kind of like what it's doing. It allows you to upload the file, set the expiry time limit, use the short code to generate the download link on the fly. And it just works really well. So it's something you might want to look into if you're doing that kind of marketing, or if you're allowing downloads from your site and you're needing to secure the file that's being downloaded. This might be something to look into. Go check it out. At the moment, I give it a 4 Dragon rating, and it's WP Dispatcher.
That sounds like a really cool idea. All right, and the last one I've got is keep emoticons as text. So I don't know about everyone else out there, but I personally am getting a little irritated by this new fad of people using emoticons as language for comments and whatnot. Luckily, the Geek Goddess, I love her handle, she has created this, and you download it, plug it in, and off it goes. It just stops everybody from being able to use those ridiculous emoticons, and it keeps it as text. It's like a little smiley face doesn't become the bright yellow thing with its big smile, whatever. Instead, it's just a colon and a parenthesis. So when people try to use the emoticons, it's just going to look like garbledygook. So they actually have to start using words.
Oh my God, they can't do that. Heaven forbid you make people use words. That would be like making them make a phone call.
Oh, wow. Oh, a home phone call. Man, that's just terrible, especially if it's got a cord.
Oh, I know.
So this is a total freebie, and it's nicely kept up. I would definitely recommend this for people who are just sick of emoticons everywhere. I know I sure am. I rate this at 5 dragons.
Absolutely. All right. Okay, this show currently brought to you by... Where'd it go? There it is. Are you tired of the same old web hosting? Not having the resources you need to run your website properly? Having a lack of control? Then you need johnoverall.com web hosting, providing you with all the resources you need to smoothly run your WordPress website or ClassicPress website. With strict limits on the number of clients allowed per server, johnoverall.com provides high-quality, fast server performance. Visit johnoverall.com for web hosting that won't slow you down. Absolutely. Finest quality web hosting. And I'm cleaning up a server right now, getting it brought back online. So I've got space available, but it won't last. So make sure you check into me for quality web hosting. Okay, contests. We don't have contests this week, but we will have them soon. I would like to thank Charlie for stepping up and helping out the show and taking over managing our contests and getting them organized. So they will be coming along shortly, and I am thrilled, and I thank you very much, Charlie, for everything you're going to be doing going forward to help the show out. And as I said, folks, there's lots of ways to help this show out, aside from giving us cash, things that need to get done that we just don't have time to do ourselves.
Yes, thank you, Charlie.
All right, and let's see here. Now, the plugins I covered up in this episode here was WP Front Notification Bar, which I gave a 5.2, the Contextual Related Post, which I gave a 4.2, and the WP Dispatcher, which I gave a 4.2.
And I covered Supreme Modules Lite, Divi Theme, Extra Theme, and Divi Builder. Holy cow. I gave that a 4 too. Halloween WooCommerce, I gave a 5. And keep emoticons as text, which I also gave a 5 to.
Woohoo! Lots of 5s. Okay, now I'm going to give out a couple quick reminders that need to be done, and then Amber and I are going to dump into the new show segment, which will start at about that point. And what we're going to do is approximately halfway through it, give or take, we'll cut it off for those that are listening to the podcast download. If you want to hear the rest of it, you're going to have to tune into the YouTube channel to have the rest of it. For those of you that are on YouTube, when we cut that off, and don't go away, wait until after the closing credits, we'll come back, and then we will finish our discussion. The reason for the closing credits is that's the recording on the show that gets put out onto the podcast download channels. So just so everyone knows, don't run off on us. All right, so the quick reminders are, is meetups, we're still working on those. We're trying to get that pulled back together. If you'd like to be interviewed, reach out to me at wppluginsazed.com/interview. You want to find out more about my insanity? Go check out theroguestavern.com. And remember, if you've got any suggestions, just go to wppluginsazed.com and submit plugin to submit any plugins you've got. Okay, so we need a little jingle for this little segment of the show. We really don't have one here. Let's see.
No, not yet. I'm sure we'll get one.
There you go. Oh, that's not the one I wanted.
That's definitely not the right one. Come on now.
Coincidence? Oh. I think not.
Okay, we'll go with that.
That'll do.
All right, this is a question and answer segment, and Amber gets to start this off.
So I thought this up initially because, well, I'm just full of questions. And I thought maybe some of my questions could be used to help other people who are just starting like me and who found this podcast because, you know, it's connected to WordPress and all that jazz. Now, once I actually sat down and started thinking about questions, I couldn't think up many. But I did think about breadcrumbs, and I have a lot of questions about breadcrumbs. So that's basically what we're going to be talking about today. It's just breadcrumbs.
Okay.
First of all, what are breadcrumbs?
Okay, what are breadcrumbs? Now, I should have probably had you bring up something so you could see what I'd show you. Okay, you can start off, breadcrumbs are a bit old-fashioned, and they're still kind of used in some areas of the internet. And what we've got here for breadcrumbs, you can look at, say, on johnoverall.com in the upper right area just below the header. Any page you go on, you'll see something that says, you are here. And you'll see that on news sites and other places still. And what the breadcrumbs do is allow you, if you get too deep in a website, it's a quick way to find out what level you're at, what category you're at. And it's a navigation tool. And they were very useful when they were first introduced on the internet. But then what happened is they started to become abused, because what happened was the SEO people realized that the bots were using those for internal linking. So they started bringing in breadcrumbs all over the place to get bots to do internal linking and to help with SEO rankings. And then what happened is, I've noticed it in the last year or two, the breadcrumbs have fallen out of favor. Like if you go into wppluginsazed.com website, when I redesigned it, I didn't put the breadcrumbs back. It used to have breadcrumbs, but I took them out. So the breadcrumbs are basically a trail to where you're at on the website, following down the trail of the website.
Okay, so do you see them when you're navigating, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can see them. It's like if you navigated to, say, johnoverall.com, that's a good web page to go to. Go to johnoverall.com webpage, and then go click on the WordPress tips up at the top, and then you'll see the list, the active category for WordPress tips, and then over to the right-hand side of that green bar, you'll see the You Are Here blog post WordPress tips.
Okay. I'm sorry, you said click on what? The tips?
Yeah, click on WordPress tips in the menu.
Okay.
And once you click on that, you'll see it brings up my old articles, really old articles,
mm-hmm.
WordPress tips. But over to the right in that green bar across the top.
Oh, I see.
You'll see the breadcrumbs. It says home, blog post, WordPress tips. Tells you
okay.
where you are. Now, if you move your mouse over blog posts, it takes you to the master blog post category, which has all of the posts for the show in it currently, because that's all I've really been putting on the website. And if you clicked on one of those posts, you'll notice that now it changes your category. Now you're in blog post, podcast, We're Not Lost, or whatever one you picked on.
Out of the Abyss, but that's really neat.
And that's what breadcrumbs are. And they're used a lot on newspaper sites. They're still used on many newspaper sites because it's a quick way to navigate your way through the site once you get moving in it.
Okay.
And they're still valuable and they're still of use, but they've kind of fallen out of favor, I've noticed, in design in the last couple of years, because there's just, you got to put them in a way that's appealing and useful to your visitors.
So how do you create them?
Depends on your theme. Most of the time, they're created automatically.
Really?
Yeah. There is in the Yoast SEO plugin. The Yoast SEO plugin has some settings in there. If your theme doesn't create them automatically, it will create them and put them just below your header.
Oh, neat.
So it can be done automatically with that. Putting them in manually, you have to go in and manually edit the code in your theme if you wanted to manually, and the Yoast plugin couldn't do it automatically. But there's also probably still, there were WordPress plugins for breadcrumbs, so there's probably still breadcrumb plugins.
Okay. You kind of answered my next two questions, so do you want to call it right now?
Okay, well, let's call it here for the end of the people that are listening to this on the download segment. If you want to catch the rest of this discussion, you'll have to come over to our YouTube channel and pop in and check it out. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to close this all out, and we'll play the end credits, and then Amber and I will pick up after that. So let's let my girl take us on out of here, and we'll be back in a minute.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsa-z.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsa-z. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.